This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Perfect. Boomer and Geo coming to you live for the Built Ford Tough Studio.
That's hilarious.
On the Fan and CBS Sports Network.
I got my day chaser, man.
Yeah. I'm
ready to roll.
I know. I went through a few yesterday, so I needed a restock.
I'm going to tell you, these things are great.
Well, they are.
They are absolutely great.
Get that right on camera. Good job.
Okay. Yeah, right here.
Well, I have to make sure, you know, we're on TV, we're on the radio, when we're live on both places, what are you going to do?
Yeah, of course. I mean, Greg Hughes just brought him in. It's amazing, these
wow,
sales guys.
Wow, they came right in just as we were going.
You know what? Because I was holding my camera. So where's our day chaser? You told us we're getting some, and we hadn't gotten any yet. And then all of a sudden, he shows up with it because he's hoarding it in his office.
That's exactly. Why. Exactly what he was
Let's
doing.
Go to this.
Who? What?
Let's go to this guy.
This guy? Oh, Dan and Carteret.
Oh,
Dan, what's
hey,
up?
Dan. Oh, hey, how's it going? How are you guys?
Great, yeah, Dan. How are you?
What do you want?
Doing good, thanks. I wanted to ask you about something I heard on Tiki and Tierney yesterday. Brandon was talking about the promo that he's been hearing more and more as we're getting closer to the summer kickoff party next Friday.
Yeah.
So he made it a point to hone in on a specific thing. He had Hoffman play the promo, and he's like, Hoff, when I say stop, you stop it. And it's right after your voice, Boomer, where you say what you say in the beginning, and you say, and then the coattail guys. And Brandon was questioning, it was Tiki, what does Boomer mean by the coattail guys? Like the rest of the shows complete the coat, complete the jacket?
Yeah, well, we're kind of like the lead-in to those guys, Dan. We're the lead-in to those guys. We bring those guys a huge audience.
Right, I recognize it.
All right, as long as you recognize it, it's fine. They should too.
Exactly. That's why I couldn't believe that they didn't realize that they're riding the coattails of the morning show. It's the morning show's summer kickoff party. It always has been. No other shows have been a part of it until this year.
Yeah.
So they're riding the morning show's coattails.
They saw the huge success that we had last year with our boat party.
Yeah, well, yes.
Like, that wow, was look at that. That was amazing. You saw it on TV. It was great. Thousands of people, hundreds of boats. It was nuts. And now everybody's coattailing off of that. And that's fine because we're all a team around here. That's fine. I don't mind that.
Hey, listen, you know, you just read what's put in front of you. So, I mean, somebody wrote the promo. Boomer read it. So what do you expect?
You know, I'm like Ron Burgundy.
Yeah.
Me and the president.
Jam it up the A-gap.
Yeah, you put it in front of me, I'm reading it.
He did make a comment about that, too. He said Boomer has a writer that writes these things for him. He didn't come up with that on his own.
Oh, well, there you go.
Oh, that's wow. Fine. Oh, look at BT. BT coming after the big fella. I didn't hear any of this. What time was this? Was this yesterday, Dan?
Yes, this was yesterday's show. I can't pinpoint the time.
Oh, come on.
But
were you sober during it?
Yeah, really, honestly.
Yeah,
it's like I'm playing phone tag here. He heard this, and this is how it sounded, and then we don't know the context. And I'm sure if Brandon took a shot at me, he did it with love in his heart.
Because you sound like a moron.
There you go.
Oh, man. Yeah, well, listen, it was the promo that was handed to Boomer, and he read it. Coattail guys. I don't know what to say.
A promo without Al and Jerry being mentioned.
Yeah.
Eddie's got themes, like...
But it's so true.
Eddie's got themes that he likes to revisit.
Right. They say it starts at 5, but they don't mention Jerry and I.
Well, by the way, I added that
to
the promo.
I appreciate that. In the live promo, you do add that.
Right, of course. You have to. Take care
you're
of
part of the team.
Probably the afternoon guys probably don't mention it.
No way.
No, it's all about them. About, you know, they're back and forth with Big Head and his bunch. You know, that's all it is. That's all that matters around those guys.
Oh, that seems like it's not really a fight right now. I saw that. It was a little smackdown in that first month, which is right. Good.
You know,
well, you brought it up. You just brought it up, and then you go, oh, well, I mean, I don't know. We could talk about it, I guess.
That Wag Wednesday is really separating
it's
them.
It's killing it.
It sure is.
It is.
Yeah.
Seems to be a very popular segment for them.
That's what I hear.
Now, I'm excited for the kickoff to summer. I'm really excited to be back out in front of some people again. I know we did it last summer, but we only had a limited amount of people allowed to show up because it was a ticketed event because there were still COVID restrictions and whatever else. So hopefully we'll jam a ton of people there and DJs. It's always awkward, though, when you first start those shows. Like, it's going to be the morning after
we were inside.
I think we're going to be inside, but that's a location that has a open front, so even though we might be inside and covered, that's a location that has a open front, so even though we might be inside and covered, it'll probably still be all open, you know what I mean? It's one of those types of places.
So what I liked about last year is we were outside, and what I liked before, where did we go, Headliners?
Prior,
yeah. We are outside at Headliners.
We are, yeah.
Yeah, that's right. That was nice. Stephen Waldron, were you part of that site check when you went out there for TV for this thing?
Yes, we're going to be outside in the parking lot adjacent to the building.
In the parking lot? Is that what you just
Correct.
Said? Adjacent to the building, so we're not actually going to be in the building.
No, we'll be right next to it.
Well, and we're not going to be like totally exposed in the sun. You're going to have like what kind of like what you had last year.
Yeah, Boomer's a very fair-skinned individual, Steven.
No, there's a big stage with the top on it, so cover us from rain, sun. We'll be good.
Okay.
Oh, nice. Okay.
All right, perfect.
We're stepping it up this year. Well, we stepped it up last year, I thought.
Yeah, I mean, when you say in a parking lot, though, that doesn't sound great. Give me more reassurances that this is going to look all right.
It's going to look good. It'll look good because we've got the beach right behind us, so it'll look nice.
All right, I've seen the B-roll that you've run before, but I don't see, like, the parking lot or any of that. I just see the front of DJs and then the road in front of it, whatever that is, and then then some beach shots. But I didn't, if you want to run that, the B-roll that you have at DJs, maybe we can find out exactly what parking lot we're in. But
we're looking through our B-roll now. We don't have any exact shots of where our stage is actually going to be.
Why would you?
Yeah, but Steven and his crew are so professional, it's going to be done right. That I can guarantee you.
Yeah, I know the parking lot he's talking about. It's right next to the building.
Okay, all right, good. All right.
It's a good spot.
But when someone's like, you're in a parking lot, you're like...
No. Like,
right there.
Right there. We're under where it says peace.
Yeah, peace, baby.
Right over there, where that car is.
Yes.
There.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's where we'll be.
And the beach is obviously on the other side of the road there.
Correct.
There's going to be a lot of cars there whizzing
like
by.
What's our background is going to be what? The street in front of this place?
It's a big kickoff to summer backsplash.
Okay.
Behind us.
Yeah, you're facing the ocean.
We're facing the ocean.
Okay. Behind you.
What's behind us?
The ocean. The wall of that other building, whatever it is.
Oh, great. Nice. All right. Well, I trust you guys to have the setup. You guys always do it right, and it's going to look tremendous. And this is
yeah,
what.
Trust us, we got it.
All right, I always trust you. And this is what 7 minutes away from Al Duke's condo, right?
Yeah, I'm like 7 minutes away.
Man, I can't wait to go piling into your condo.
I don't know if you guys are gonna have time for that.
I got the day chasers. I'm coming. Let's go
golfing and everything.
Hey, you know, we'll make time. We'll definitely make some time.
Oh, I'm coming over.
We have to.
We're hanging out on your deck.
And Al traditionally does not go to the night before dinner situation.
Yeah, I want to see your binoculars. I want to see what you're looking at.
Okay.
You know, see how you're making sure everybody's safe. You're a part of the community watch program. It's good.
Are we going to do a night before dinner situation? Because we're
in different places, but I'm not that far away. I mean, you know.
All right. So are we doing a night before dinner situation?
I will be available.
Has been the last few times, yeah?
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
Or we have to, like, walk across that highway to get to that one restaurant that's next to that Fakakta hotel that they slop us in?
Yes.
Okay. That's what we're doing again. Awesome.
We're staying at that same hotel?
Remember in 2019 what happened? Do you remember this?
I don't.
you couldn't sleep because the people next to you were doing the hippity-dippity all night long.
Oh, my God.
Screaming, banging on the walls for, like, hours.
There had to be a record set that night. I mean, Rudy.
You were so pissed.
Record set that night. I mean, Rudy.
You were so pissed when you showed up. Your hair was all over the place. You had one eye open. You're like, I might have slept 45 minutes because these animals next to me do not shut up. I mean, they were going at it for 4 or 5 hours straight.
It was mating season. Holy crap.
Wow, good for them. Man, oh, man.
Good for her. Holy
Oh, man, unbelievable. Yeah, okay. Hey, how are your cases going there, speaking of Bradley Beach? How are you? Because I know you're working on three separate cases.
Four.
Oh, four separate
cases.
One
is kind of a cold case.
Which, yeah, so one of my cases, I do have a break in one of my cases. There's a someone who walks a large dog and lets it poop, and they don't clean it up. And I have found out where the person lives.
Oh, wow.
But it's only one member of the family who is not picking up.
Okay.
Oh, so you've broken it down that far.
Yeah, I've broken it down to the dog, the person, and the home.
You know the person's name?
I do not.
Because you could have signs made up and say, you know, Bob doesn't pick up his dog's poop.
Well,
put it on his.
Here's the thing. It appears to be the son of the people.
Okay.
And I see the other people walking the dog and picking up. And I was going to say, by the way, your son doesn't pick up after your dog. But I kind of want to. I wasn't sure how to broach that subject.
Well, you go up to him and you tell him.
That's bad parenting.
Tell the mother. I see the mother walking the dog.
I would say, hey you know, just so you know, when your son's out here walking, how old is the son? How old?
It's hard to tell. Late teens, I would guess.
Oh, teenager problem.
Teenagers.
Yeah. Still trying to find himself.
Right.
You know, he's gone through 3 years of COVID now. And,
right.
You know, who knows?
Yeah, I think you just go right up to him and be like, listen, I'm sorry to bother you, but, you know, we all love this community and we don't want it littered with your dog's feces and your son does not pick it up.
Right, I noticed you pick it up, which is
great. Yeah, thank you. Just like I pick up my greyhound's poop, but your son is not picking up this dog's poop. It's a major problem.
Yeah, and I think people think it could be my dog because the size of my dog looks like it could be producing that.
Right, so now you're thinking that other people are thinking that it could be you and your dog, and you don't want people thinking that, especially with all those stickers all over the place.
Right, I don't need that on top of that.
How did you get this break in the case?
Well, I was walking my dog, and I saw a fresh pile, and I turned and I saw the kid with the dog, and when he made eye contact, he took off between a house to get to his block.
Oh, wow. So he ran away from the scene.
Yeah.
He fled the scene.
He knew he was caught.
And
what do you do if you don't bring out a bag with you? Like, if you forget a bag?
Well, the community has bags around the community.
Oh, they do?
Yeah.
All right. So did you follow him then?
Well, he cut between houses, which I wasn't going to do. But I knew where he would have gone to. And then a day or two later, I saw that same dog being walked by two different people. And I saw where they went.
Oh,
so
okay.
Now I know.
So now you know.
Yeah.
All right.
That's a big break.
Very big break in the case.
And by the way, tax dollars well spent, you know, at making sure that there are doggy bags.
Yeah, dog bags all around.
Yeah, very good.
Have you alerted the police to this person, or is this just a you thing?
It's just a me thing. Well, I did alert the Bradley Beach Facebook group.
So there you go.
That's important. That is important.
I used to be able to see that, and now they made it private because we talked about it. I used to love reading that. Oh, man.
Of course, people attack me for saying I have a break in the case.
What are they attacking you for?
Snitch. Snitches get stitches.
What's the big deal?
What's the big deal?
Yeah.
I hate that, man.
Me too.
When there was a big pile of dog poop next to the sidewalk in front of my house. It was obviously where people walked their dog on the sidewalk. I was livid about that. It's where they set up cameras.
Yeah, it's nothing worse than your dog pooping on, or somebody else's dog pooping on your lawn.
Right.
Well, yeah, someone else's dog, yes.
And we're getting into barefoot season up there, you know what I mean? Where people are walking around in flip-flops and barefoot, just looking out.
Yeah, come on.
What are the other three open cases? The bumper sticker case?
The sticker where the person's putting up stickers about me.
Yes.
There's a person doing graffiti marker, a black marker graffiti.
Okay.
Not about me, just about other things.
All right.
Topical political commentary.
Okay.
The beer bottle person is now dropping cheap vodka bottles.
Oh, wow.
Very cheap vodka.
And you think it's the same person?
Yeah, it has to be. It's in the same location, discarded in the same way.
That's the kind of cold case, because there's been no news.
Yeah, it's a cold case.
Did you ever find out who that was?
I think I did, but...
they're back.
But they're now vodka drinkers.
Georgie vodka?
I don't know. I'll take a picture of it next day. It's really cheap vodka. It might even be in a plastic bottle. Like, that's how cheap it is.
Man.
Like that one. So those cases.
So you're keeping yourself busy.
Yeah.
Are you doing work on these cases a little bit every day?
I'm always got my eyes open. Always got my eyes open.
Oh, my God.
I ran into the mayor at a restaurant, and he's commended me for...
You think you'll get like a citizen award one of these years?
Oh, key to the city for sure.
Well, you've got to
either
that,
that or like a foot in his ass. It's going to be one of the two.
Right, exactly.
Well, who wants to beat me up? I keep hearing that. Like, oh, you're going to...
I would say it's just like everything else. Half the town loves you, half the town hates your guts. Yeah.
But you're doing the best for everybody.
Right.
So that's the thing. Like, people, I understand that, Al. I appreciate what you're doing here. And this is why I know Jerry's, you know, New Jersey Broadcaster of the Year. Awesome job. Pulse of the People nomination. You should be one of those, because I think you're out there just doing your thing. You're not getting paid for it.
It's just like we've noticed the last few years, for whatever reason, people are now siding with criminals instead of people trying to make places better. I don't know what's going on in the world.
There should be more community pride.
Right. Imagine like
safety.
Imagine being mad at the person trying to catch a person leaving vodka bottles, leaving dog poop around. Why are you mad at me?
Yeah, I don't get it either. I mean, you're just trying to help the rest of the community.
Right.
Trying to make it better for everybody.
It's like Kyrie said, the life of a martyr.
Correct. Yeah, thank you.
Bro. It's the life of a martyr, bro.
Bro.
Yeah, that's right.
Exactly.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I want to do it all. Visit Paris in the fall. Watch the Yankees play ball. I want to take it all.
Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network.
Good job, Al. My girl Terry Clark. I like it.
Terry Clark.
Yes.
Not familiar with Terry Clark.
But Terry Clark is from Canada.
Okay.
And she was like, you know, like in that Faith Hill and who's the other one down there?
Shania Twain.
Shania Twain.
Oh,
yeah, she
okay.
was like in that mix there, one of those.
Oh, obviously not as popular as those.
I think she's great. I think she's got a lot of great songs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who's your favorite current country artist?
Yeah,
Jordan Davis.
Okay, very
Come
good.
On,
I
man.
Like that.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
He's our guy.
He is our guy for sure. He's actually going to be opening for Luke Combs on his tour coming up.
When are people going to start opening for him?
Well, they do. He went on his own little tour.
Yes.
It was the Buy Dirt tour. It was like 10 or 12 dates.
It was great. That place was packed when
people,
we went.
Yeah, I know. People were opening for him. But Luke Combs is a huge artist. And this is a big deal for him. He's on his way up, man.
Is he doing all of the shows or just some of them?
Most of them, but not all of them.
Is he back in town anytime soon?
I'm looking.
He did, well, not in town to perform, but I think he said he's going to be here for some press and stuff.
He told us he was opening for someone at the Garden in August.
Yeah, didn't happen.
That didn't happen, all right.
Yeah. But I think that was somebody else. I forget what the hell that was about. But this tour is happening. And he's going to be, I believe it, up at Mohegan Sun, which I want to go to.
That's close.
Yeah.
That's kind of cool.
That'd be a good one. All right, Jerry's back with his update and moment of the day. What's happening, Jerry?
All right, good morning. Powered by Superbook. Now open with better odds and favorable prices. And
I think he did his talk house out in Amagansett. I mean, it's a little small little venue.
Yeah, but there's been, didn't Eric Clapton play out there or
something?
A
bunch of people play out there, yeah.
I mean, if Eric Clapton can play there.
My man Chad Smith is out there with Alison Krauss sometimes.
Oh, okay.
Playing the drums and stuff.
All right, so yeah, I'm sure he'll do it.
We're going to have him in. Chili Peppers will be here in August.
I'd love to have him in. I don't know if he's...
I would like to. I'm going to see what the dates are with baseball. But I think we'll probably go because they're around.
All right, good.
So that is the idea.
Yeah, that would be a good one. Get him out there all the way out east.
Yeah.
Jam-packed.
One thing you could do the Paramount in Huntington.
That too. We'll talk.
I was reading the other day, there's a theater in Riverhead.
Is there?
That is kind of like, I guess, the Paramount. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with that one. I don't know that one. But this tour is going to change some things. Because
my Newsday app confused me.
You buy the Newsday app?
I do, yes.
You have to pay for that?
Yes, I do.
How many apps would you say you pay for? The Post,
10.
Oh, Newsday,
Athletic.
The Athletic.
Wow.
Some hockey one, I'm sure.
Well, ESPN Plus.
Okay, that's fine.
Although I was so angry at them that I canceled it, but then I realized that I needed it, so I had to go back and get it.
Oh, man. Yeah, Netflix, HBO Max, Hulu, Amazon, Prime Video.
Netflix, Prime, yeah, but Prime's
Apple
part of
TV
it.
Apple TV Plus.
Yeah, pretty much.
FUBU.
Just want to hit myself over the head with the idiot stick sometimes, yes.
You have FUBU TV?
No, I do not have FUBU. I don't have Hulu. I don't have FUBU. I have Paramount Plus, which I like.
And Paramount Plus is another one, yep.
Yep.
Of course. It's a big one. Everybody can sigh.
I mean, I know we got Disney CBS, Plus, but that's specifically for Bluey.
Oh, Disney Plus is one? That's right.
Winnie Doodoo loves the Bluey.
Yeah, Bluey. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Just like an Australian blue dog, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's actually quite interesting. Reminds me of Rugrats when my kids were growing up.
Yeah, Peppa Pig's the one I can't. You
remember Rugrats?
Peppa Pig.
You like Peppa Pig?
Peppa Pig. And George?
Yeah, I did not like
Peppa. Really?
Daddy. It's raining outside.
Make sure you put your boots on, Peppa.
There's a Woodstack pizza. Metuchen has one of their pizzas is Peppa Pig.
Yeah.
Tremendous.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting. It sounds like Bluey, but it's just the dogs as opposed to the
pizza. The pigs. Yeah.
So Bluey's not based off Blue's Clues.
No. It's an Australian dog family.
that are
Bluey's
blue.
One of the little dogs.
Yeah. Yeah,
I like that the pig family, they're on the hill by themselves.
Mommy!
Yeah, right. Mommy!
Daddy!
You get caught up in a Bluey web. The good thing is that they're kind of short.
Yeah, they're like 15 minutes.
Yeah, yes.
And that's it. Oof. Done. Move on to the next episode. I know, it is a lot. It'll go.
And little Winnie is like, she dances back and forth to it. So it's
did quite, you get into Cocoa Melon?
This is the first time I've heard of Cocoa Melon.
Oh, my just God, there. Do not.
Okay. Well, it's not me. It's
I'm just telling you, do not introduce Winnie to Cocoa Melon. Because that, you want to talk about something that's just going to get stuck in your head.
Like Baby Shark did?
Yeah. But I think Cocoa Melon, there is a Baby Shark on Cocoa Melon. They sing and they move around. It's like these big, giant characters that sing songs but in weird robotic ways. And the kids just are mesmerized by it. And it is... It is tough. Like, you give me even 5 or 6 minutes of Cocoa Melon these days, and I have to, I sprint out of the house.
Like up to the Portly Villager.
Yeah.
You go from Coco Melon to the Portly Villager.
Right, exactly. Line them up.
I love that.
Anyway.
All right. We're also brought to you by Winters Bros for help with your next cleanup or construction project. Visit WintersBROS.com. Some of the sound from last night. Yankees beat the Orioles 5-4. They're 27-9. They simply don't lose. Here's Aaron Judge on the YES Network after his 4-for-5 night, a double, a couple of home runs, and 3 RBIs.
Is everybody relying on each other? You know, nobody's trying to do too much. You know, guys stringing along, you know, quality at bat after quality at bat, and then when you got a pitching staff like we do, it's it makes our job pretty easy.
A pitching staff last night that used Jameson Taillon, Michael King, and Aroldis Chapman. King was 3 perfect innings with 6 strikeouts. He was outstanding. Taillon did get the win, and Chapman, not so great, but did earn the save. Here was Aaron Boone on King's performance. Not Kingman, but King.
He's been one of the best relievers in the league, and especially when you consider the amount of innings we've been able to get from him, you know, really impact innings.
It'd be kind of cool if he had a sense of humor if someone asked him, what'd you think about King's performance? And he went off Tommy Lasorda style, but in a good way.
Yeah, right.
Do you think I thought of his performance?
Yeah, whole time rant.
Here was King just doing my job.
Adrenaline's definitely huge. And then I love picking on my teammates. I love having J-Mo have confidence in me and say, like, yeah, it's my run out there, but I know you're going to get out of it for me. So I love those situations.
20-3 since their 7-6 start as they are just wiping the floor with these teams. You got Garrett Cole, Jordan Lyles going later tonight. As for the Mets, they're back at it. Later this evening, Max Scherzer and Jordan Hicks, Mets and Cardinals. Last night, a 4-3 loss after a 3-1 win as they split a doubleheader. Here was Francisco Lindor, struck out, runners at first and second, 2 out to end the game. How are you feeling at the plate?
It's tough to say right now because I just struck out to finish the game, so you would ask me the first game, would have been a different answer. Feel good.
I suppose. Here was Buck Showalter and what he sees.
He's not at the level that he's pulled us with there for a while. It's really hard to do, but I don't worry about him. He's playing a good shortstop, playing with great effort, engaged in every game, every inning.
Way off topic, but it just popped into my head. I don't know why. Would you see what the hell is going on with Mark Cuban and Lil Wayne?
Yeah, I did. So I guess Lil Wayne called Luka Doncic a hoe. Tweeted out Luka a hoe.
Okay.
And then Mark Cuban tweeted out a picture of Lil Wayne sitting courtside at the game and lyrics to a Lil Wayne song like the world's a circus and you got the front row seat or something like that. Basically saying that he was a clown himself.
All right.
And that's all I know.
No, because Lil Wayne then shot back with some pretty good vulgar comments that he's deleted.
You got to go the vulgarity road.
Well, I mean, yeah, pretty much. Cannot even repeat it on the air.
But it all started with Lil Wayne tweeting out Luka a ho.
Because what I saw, I thought it had something to do with him trying to smoke courtside.
It might have had something to do with that, but no, it started with the Luka a ho thing. Yeah.
Why would you call Luka a ho? What does he got to do with anything?
I don't know. I mean, I guess
basketball.
I don't know. I guess he was rooting against the Mavericks, and maybe Luka Doncic was doing something that was off-putting to Lil Wayne, and he decided to call him a hoe.
I was rooting against the Pittsburgh Penguins. You didn't see me call Sidney Crosby a hoe.
not publicly.
I called him a hoff, a Hall of Famer.
Oh, look at that. Look at that. The respect there in the great game of hockey.
Well, since we're talking about weed, before I get to the game last night, here was Kevin Durant in an upcoming episode with David Letterman. My next guest needs no introduction. Asked about the misunderstanding around the weed use in this country as he is getting involved in a business sense with it.
Explain what it does that people might misunderstand about it.
To me, it clears the distractions out your brain a little bit, settles you down. It's like having a glass of wine.
Yeah.
The follow-up from Letterman.
So did you smoke today?
Yeah.
And you're just fine?
I'm actually high right now.
Durant goes on to say, get used to all this weed stuff.
You can look around this city, maybe in the next year or two, there's going to be dispensaries everywhere where you can actually go buy weed.
Right.
Weed will be everywhere.
I don't know if he hasn't walked around the city lately.
I know.
It is everywhere.
Mm-hmm. It is. The dispensaries are not, though.
Yeah, but it is everywhere.
Yes. You get There are, when we walk out of here, for me at 11 o'clock, there are cars that drive by.
Oh, yeah.
And the stench of weed that follows the car is unreal.
People are driving while high.
Now,
it's like it's just like drinking and driving. You know, people making bad decisions. And
so that you would get a DUI, correct?
Yeah, you're driving under the influence.
But there's not a test for it.
Listen, they're running ads now, just like we're running gambling ads and everything else.
Yeah.
Because you throw it all in the same boat. You know, don't drive while high. Don't do this. Don't do that. You know, smoke weed, but don't do this. You know, drink this, but don't do that. Gamble on this, but don't do this. I mean, it's like, I took crazy pills. Because that's exactly what's happening.
But am I correct that they don't have a weed test? Like, cops aren't under the weed test, right?
No, I mean, but I think that they could. They believe you to be high, you know, because of a strong odor or bloodshot eyes or erratic driving. They could arrest you, I think.
I think the best anti-drunken driving commercial that I have seen is the commercial where the guy goes out and they got him going out to a bar and everything and meets a beautiful girl. Right? And they're about ready to leave the bar together, and they go to the car together. They get in the car, they drive, and the next thing you see is the cops pulling them over, and the guy in the handcuffs getting put in the car, and then this gorgeous girl is just like, this guy's a loser.
I'm just waiting for next year.
Very impactful. Very impactful.
Next year when you hear the commercial, the Boomer and Geo Show is brought to you by Draft Whore, the first legalized prostitution brothel in New York City.
Well, you can get
hooker problem?
Weed.
Call 1-800-HOOKER.
Well, you can get your weed.
Heat beat the Celtics 118-107. Miami outscored them by a boatload in the second half. Here was Jaylen Brown. So just give them credit for a monstrous third quarter.
They went on a run. We got a little bit out of hand, out of sorts, turned the ball over, and just gave up way too many baskets. I think we lost the game in the third quarter.
Jimmy Butler, the catalyst, you think? They were outscored in that third quarter, 39-14. Butler had 41 points in that game. He was nearly flawless from the free throw line, going 17 of 18. Meantime, you've got game one of the Warriors and Mavericks coming up later tonight. The Magic won the draft lottery. The Knicks stay put at number 11. Rangers hockey tonight. Rangers playoff hockey. They're in Carolina to take on the Hurricanes. Game one this evening. Last night, you had the Lightning beat the Panthers in game one. The Avalanche in overtime beat the Blues in game one as well. And we'll have to, just one from Tiger Woods. So he is playing at the PGA Championship Southern Hills starting tomorrow. Here he was. We know what he went through to play the Masters and to get through the Masters. He was asked how much time he took off after the Masters as he ramped up for this.
There was a huge lull Monday. That was it. Monday, it was not fun. It hurt. A lot of ice baths and just trying to get the swelling out of there. And then
here he is. He continued to work, and he is playing this weekend. And who knows? Maybe we'll get a big weekend from Tiger coming up this week.
Unlikely.
Probably unlikely, but you never know.
Not probably.
Was unlikely. Southern Hills where he played that extra day on Monday?
Rocco Mediate?
Yes. Was that Southern Hills?
It may have been, yeah.
Anyhow, we'll check it.
Not an easy guy.
I remember Rocco Mediate right off the top of my head. Yeah, that was amazing.
And he felt like, I remember Mediate too afterwards, felt like he had no chance.
Yeah, yeah.
That second. Moment of the day brought to you by Casamigos Tequila. Casamigos Tequila brought to you by those who drink it. A follow-up from a big story that we covered yesterday.
So yesterday we did the whole thing about A-Lo, Kyrie's name.
Yeah, Ela.
I think Ela.
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 This was from I Am Athlete podcast. I never gave the definition of what Ela means.
What's that? It means little mountain in my tribe. So I have a name that was handed down to me from my great-grandfather, and it was given to me from my tribe.
Little Mountain.
So Little Mountain. I think we got to start making shirts. Little Mountain.
Who's going to start making shirts?
I don't know. Someone's got to make a shirt. Little Mountain.
All right. Yeah. I kind of want to have a indigenous name.
I'm sure you could have one.
Yeah. Little Niblet. That could be mine.
He's such a jackass.
enjoy that moment of the day.
Very good. Thank you, Jerry. We will see you tomorrow.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Hi, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. So here we go. Going to get ready for a game one. By the way, thanks to the great people at Taco Bell. I just read the read, but they just stopped in, gave us some treats, and gave us all these quarter-zip Taco Bell.
Tacos.
I mean, that is nice. But the problem is we all got them, so you know there's going to be a day where we're going to be wearing one of us or two of us are going to be wearing at the same time. I got dibs on tomorrow. I'm wearing my Taco Bell quarter zip tomorrow. So when I get a new shirt like that, I wear it right away. So nobody else wear your Taco Bell quarter zip tomorrow.
All right. Okay. Got it? Yes, I know. Right. You put it on.
I'm staking claim to that. Yes.
All right. Well, anyway, huge night tonight, man. I'm excited, man. Yep. I came in this morning. I'm all jacked up. I couldn't sleep last night, and just watching the hockey games from last night, and both games were great games. Not so much for Florida, because Tampa Bay just steamrolled them in the third period. And watching Nikita Kucherov go around Aaron Ekblad and make a beautiful pass to Corey Perry for a goal. That's what I want to see tonight from my team, and I don't want to see my team giving those things up. But, hey, look, the Hurricanes were the best team in the Metro. The Rangers had a chance to overtake them late in the season. Didn't do that. They lost two home games. To the Hurricanes. This really has nothing to do with the bubble. Back when we played the Hurricanes in the bubble at the beginning to try to get into the playoffs, they took us out in three straight. It was ugly. It just was not a good feeling. So this is going to be interesting because there's a lot of ex-Rangers on this team. This is a four-line, very deep team. They have balanced scoring all over their roster. Their third line is really good. And I would just say that it's going to take... You know, it always takes a great effort. There's no question about that. But it's going to take a super Herculean effort, I believe, for Igor Shesterkin to win this. Now, Henrik has done this for us in years past. Mm-hmm. We as Ranger fans all know that. It's one of the reasons why we have great admiration and respect for him. Because for whatever reason, until Tortorella got here, sometimes our goalies are left out on an island. And that's the thing. And if he gives up a bad one here or there, or they come out just flying in that first period, which we know that they will do in front of their fans, we have to weather this first 10-minute storm that's coming. Because it's very unlikely that the Rangers create the storm.
Yeah.
It never really seems to happen.
Well, especially on the road. I mean, the Rangers created the storm game one against the Penguins in that first period.
That's the only time. Well, they also had a storm in that game two where they came back when they were down 3 goals, I think.
That was game three, wasn't it?
Game three, I think it was, where they just overwhelmed the Penguins.
Yeah,
that's the team that we all want to see. Now, to be able to do that for three periods and possible overtimes over a 7-game series is impossible. I mean, you're asking, these guys to be at a fever pitch. And there's going to be some letdown just because there are young players that are going to be playing significant roles, as they always do, and they're going to play a lot of minutes. And we just got to be able to read. We got to be able to read our offensive zone correctly from our defensive perspective, because the one thing that the Hurricanes do really, really well is get the puck out of their zone and transition to their own offensive zone. And if we misread something, or there's a young group of guys on the ice and somebody's not seeing what somebody else is doing and reacting to it in real time and kind of foreseeing the play happen in front of them, that's when you get in trouble.
And Tony D'Angelo's been playing really well for them.
He's been playing great for them.
Yeah, which is sort of a bummer. Things the way they ended for the Rangers. I mean, and he was a guy that obviously his personality is a... What's the best way to put it?
But he's backed the truck up a little bit.
He was someone who was in everybody's face, you know, edgy type of guy. But he was
also
young.
He was also active politically.
Yeah, that's
so
right.
And then he also got into it with Gorgiev, the backup goalie for the Rangers. After a game, he said, "Hey, can you make a stop or something?" The question is whether a fight or wasn't there a fight?
He had to go.
The Rangers had told him he was on a short leash, but he has now unlocked his potential on a small market team.
Mm-hmm.
He has been the leader on their power play. He's been like their Adam Fox, really, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
And, you know, there were a couple plays that he made. I'll never forget. He made a play when he was with the Rangers from the lower right dot in the defensive zone, fired a slap shot all the way down into the opponent's corner.
Mm-hmm.
And who went and got it? Chris Kreider. And he got it and one-timed it for a goal. And I had never seen that. I know teams try to do that.
Yeah.
But when I saw that, I was like, man, that is just a sick pass and a sick play. And that's the player that they have now. They have the more refined guy. I don't know if you can get under his skin as much as they used to be able to. I think he's worked on who he is as a person, but he has had an unbelievable season for the Hurricanes.
Yeah, I mean, I always feel like when Rangers leave, they tend to congregate in one place. Like, it seems like
it was Tampa for a while.
Yeah, it was Tampa for a while, and now it's this team, the Carolina Hurricanes.
So here's what I'm watching.
Mm-hmm.
I got Anthony Duclair playing for the Florida Panthers. He was a guy that we drafted and brought in here. I think we drafted him. And we all thought that we were going to get this next great superstar flying up and down the ice. He is now on his sixth NHL team.
Wow.
And he scored a goal last night. And he's been a part of a lot of success for Florida this year. And then, of course, you watch the Tampa Bay Lightning, and there's Ryan McDonagh. There's our guy, and he's on the second pair down there in Tampa Bay.
Well,
he's
still doing
He's doing everything that he did for the Rangers.
So sick of that freaking team. I'm so tired of them. My God. I care about the Florida Panthers, but I just hope that the Florida... Didn't they lose to the Panthers? Got killed by them last year in the playoffs, didn't they?
Right. And then you also, on this team here, you have Brady Shea. You have, obviously, the aforementioned Tony D'Angelo. You have Brendan Smith. Mm-hmm. You know, we could have actually... I don't know how the mechanism worked. These guys are not playing for a lot of money for Carolina.
Yeah.
They are way outplaying their contract for what Carolina is paying them. If we would have been able to keep one or two of those guys, then we wouldn't have had to add Nemeth or maybe Braun or somebody else to maybe get another forward or whatever. But, you know, things change and people move around all over the league. So, yeah, so I'm watching a lot of ex-Rangers doing pretty well right now.
So you got the best goaltender in the series, just like you did last series. And I know that things got a little weird with the Louis Domingue and everything else, and Shesterkin wasn't playing well in the beginning of the series. But he played great in Game 7 when he needed him to. He was back to his acrobatic self and doing amazing things and wowing people. And if he can continue that, then that's going to be a huge advantage for the Rangers. But
you know, you met the goalie for the Hurricanes.
I did.
Their number one goalie is Frederik Andersen, and he should be back for this series. I'm not sure if he's going to start tonight. I haven't seen it.
Where the hell did I meet him?
Met him at Matt and Sydney's wedding.
Oh, did I?
Yeah, because he was the goalie for the Toronto Maple Leafs at the time.
Wow. Okay.
He was there. You saw him. You met him. You met Mitch Marner there.
I did, of course, Johnny Tavares there.
You remember the greatest hockey player at Bobby Wire's
office. One of those guys gave me a dead fish handshake. Maybe it was this goalie.
Maybe it could have been.
If he did, then I'm going to go and
bet the Rangers.
It'd
be kind of fun to see the Rangers go against Antti Raanta. Now, Antti was here, you know, backing up Henrik. They traded him to Arizona, and I think that brought back D'Angelo. I think that was the trade that brought back D'Angelo to here. But now he finds himself as the backup, but also had a great three or four home games, I believe it was, for the Hurricanes in the previous round against the Boston Bruins. So that would be fun to see him in there. But I want exactly what I just had. Yep. Seven games of just excruciating, exhilarating, exciting madness.
You'd take four if it meant that they were moving on to the Eastern Conference Finals.
Yeah, but...
You would take four.
That's unlikely. That is unlikely.
It's unlikely, certainly.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.